You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Keith
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show.
Woo-woo!
Wait, are they gonna play the song? Maybe, maybe, maybe not. What's up, everybody? It's Giselle Ugarte here with your AfterBuzz. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Living on the dance floor.
Yes.
We can clap for that. I'll clap for that. I'm stuck to my microphone.
Oh, please don't get stuck.
Hey, guys. Let's try this one more time.
Yes.
What's up, everybody? It's Giselle Ugarte here at AfterBuzz TV with your favorite dance recap, Dance Moms. And we got a new little setup here in Studio
B. I seriously feel like I'm like doing the news, like Channel 7 news. Like I should go, "Hi, my name is Tony Moore, and this is AfterBuzz TV," and then switch to this camera.
I'll take it. Well, if you want to join the conversation, hopefully you're online right now. If not, you can call us if you're watching live, 424-256-1633. We are in Studio B with this beautiful new table. And of course, I'm always live tweeting at Giselle Ugarte. You can also tweet Tony over here.
Yes, at Lounging with Tony.
Okay, you need to relax.
I'm sorry, it's the desk. The desk is making me feel all reporter-like.
Okay, well, this show should make you want to get up and do a bajillion pirouettes.
I'm going to go for 55 pirouettes.
55?
I'm going to break her record.
Well.
Little Miss Sophia.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so another episode of Dance House. By the way, Jason J is out today.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, he just had surgery, unfortunately, so we wish him the best of recovery, and Chris is still dancing his way through China.
Right? Living on the dance floor.
Literally.
If I could say that in Chinese, I would, but I'm not going to attempt to.
Sorry. And we also have Marissa in the corner, as always.
Hi, guys.
We love you. Thank you for being here.
Of course.
Marissa's a little firecracker. You scare me sometimes.
She's small but mighty.
That's right.
All right, this episode is called "But I'm a National Champion."
Well, yeah.
Lots of complaining in this episode.
Yeah, from the same people.
Let's start off with our first topic of conversation, which is the real Dance Moms.
Yes, the original Dance Moms.
Doesn't it kind of remind you of the Slim Shady song? Like, will the real Dance Moms please stand up?
Yeah, but
you kind of want them to like all have seats.
Yeah. Oh, they need to have several seats. They need to pull into the nearest dance arena and have several seats. And before they have a seat, do a pirouette and then have a seat.
May I have your attention,
on point
please?
Right there.
May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please?
So, Kelly shows up.
Well, all the dance moms show up.
Well, right. This is true. But Kelly's with them.
Yes.
As we predicted she would be.
Yes.
And she says that she realizes that Abby's language will never change. She will always speak and work the same way. And she says that her daughters are the one who missed the studio. And also says that the moms refuse to go back without her. If you're watching right now, I want to know, is this all too convenient for the purposes of reality television? Or if it's not, why is it that the moms are so stubborn to return without Kelly? Tony, I'll ask you, though, since you're here.
I'm the only one here.
Yeah.
It's the whole situation with the dance moms confused me because, again, it's not like Kelly and her kids got kicked out of the Abby Lee Miller Dance Company. Kelly decided to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So them taking a stand and saying, we're not going to do this without Kelly, that's not their place.
Right.
It's you should have done nothing but continue to bring your kids to class and bring your kids to rehearsal and let Kelly work out whatever issues she has with Abby All the other dance moms was taking the stand, and I was like, I have no idea what you guys are standing up for.
They're just hurting their kids.
Yeah. In the end, and that's the sad thing, is that in the end, it's the kids who get hurt. It's mm-hmm. the kids who are not in classes, the kids who are not in rehearsal. Supposedly, the kids want to be there, but the dance moms are having all this beef and drama that the kids are not able to do what they love to do.
I agree with you. You know, I know that the show is called Dance Moms.
Yeah.
And they are technically the stars of the show.
Right.
For me personally, I love watching the girls, mm-hmm. although I obviously like to watch the moms interact and everything.
Yeah.
But at the same time, these girls, no one would have any idea who they were right. had they not been at this company and on this show.
Exactly. This show has definitely catapulted their careers and opened more doors and opportunities for them.
And filled their wallets a little.
Well, yeah, especially since they can now do mall tours and and master classes.
Among
and things
other
like
things.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Abby was actually, I believe, in Minneapolis this weekend, if not the Midwest, but a friend mm-hmm. of mine did go meet her and she cried, which is...
Your friend cried?
Yeah, she cried.
Because she met Abby?
Because she met Abby.
I've met Abby
I don't
few
know if
times.
Maybe the hug was really tight or uh-huh. if she just got emotional. Maybe it's that time of the month, but...
Let's
stay on topic.
Right.
and then we have these new moms, these pseudo moms,
mm-hmm.
and Abby decides to kick them out.
I thought that was the funniest thing. She was just like, you guys are... Basically, they got kicked out for talking too much crap and making Allie and her mom, Shelly, leave.
Go back to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Were they really going to stay? I mean, were they going to move?
That's the thing I'm kind of confused about with the new moms coming in. Like, did you just up and move to Pittsburgh
mm-hmm.
from wherever you were? Are you...
Leave your families yeah. and the rest of your kids.
Yeah. It just seems... I don't know. It seems a little weird.
A little too convenient?
Yeah. yeah. It does. Like, I never knew... Because there was a popular dance studio where I'm from in Columbia, South Carolina called Southern Strut. You know, everyone went to Southern Strut. There were so many dancers and choreographers that came out of there. I never knew of anyone that picked up and moved to Columbia, South Carolina so their kids could can go to Southern Strut. Now, again, I was only a part of it just for a little bit. But that just seems strange to me.
Well, and we talked about this last week, is that it's one thing to maybe have a little bit of a long commute. It's mm-hmm. one thing if, you know, yeah, okay, crossing state lines if you're on the border, but crossing yeah. the whole country?
That's something completely different.
You really can't find another place that's just as great. Granted, I know, the exposure.
And Pittsburgh.
The exposure, I get it.
Pittsburgh. Can we mention that it's in Pittsburgh? It's not LA, it's not Chicago, it's not New York, it's not Miami. It's Pittsburgh.
It's Pittsburgh.
What are you going to do in Pittsburgh?
Let's talk about these contracts, okay? Which... never seemed to have existed before. If you're out there watching and you mm-hmm. recall contracts previously, please let me know. I tried to look back a little bit.
Yeah.
Didn't really find anything. But I find it interesting that Abby decides to bring these out mid-season.
I don't think
you wouldn't sign it at the beginning or maybe at the end of the audition?
It's still technically the beginning of their season.
I suppose.
I think. There's just a lot of drama that has obviously ensued. So I think they're still in the beginning. I mean, technically it started because they've already done the first competition, but they weren't there for the last competition anyway. So she's kind of like, you know, if you and your kids are coming back in, you have to sign these.
Okay.
Now.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any doubts that any of the moms wouldn't sign the contract?
Oh, listen, like I said last week, those dance moms were coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was
every single one
of them. What I found funny was again the standoff and how they agreed we're all going to stick together, and then one by one they all decided that, well, my kid wants to dance, so
one
I'm
by one
going
and
to,
then two
yeah yeah and eventually they were all going to sign it. And again, I think it was Kelly who was supposed to come in and say, my kids want to dance here. Let's squash whatever beef we have and move forward. Because at the end of the day, it's about the kids. And it's not about whatever issues we have with each other.
Well, and Abby brings up an interesting point. She's like, Jill, why do you care? You never cared about Kelly before.
Yeah.
You've left my studio before.
Yeah.
Why now?
I don't know.
And there's no argument.
Yeah.
No, Abby, but they're like,
Right. Okay, I'll sign.
You have a point.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't know. The whole standoff with Kelly, it was ridiculous. It was drama. It shouldn't have happened. Like, you know, this new team shouldn't have been brought in, you know, while they were doing this supposed stand. Because it didn't make any sense.
What did you think of Kelly's apology?
It was said for the kids. It was said for Brooke and Paige. I think Kelly will never fully respect Abby and never like the way that she treats the kids. But because Brooke and Paige want to be there, then she's like, I'll do... It's funny. All the moms say, I'll do what I have to do in order for my kids to dance here because they want to be here. Moms, here's what you have to do. Shut up. That's it. All you have to do is come in and have your kids show up for rehearsal and for classes and not say anything and just do whatever it is Abby needs you to do. If she needs you to take out the trash, take out the trash. If she needs you to stand up there and watch your kid, watch your kid. You don't have to say or do anything else.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's true. Did you also notice how this week they couldn't hear through the glass again? Remember how last week we were talking about how yeah. all of a sudden the moms know exactly what Abby's saying and now they can't. So I don't know what the deal is with that.
Well, maybe because they were so engrossed in their own conversation. Because maybe. There was that point where Abby looked up and she noticed that Jacqueline, who is Sophia's mom, wasn't paying attention.
But she was going like this. Like she was kind of gesturing as if they couldn't hear her.
Oh, and then she sent the assistant up.
I think
to
so.
Tell them. Yeah.
And there have been times where the moms have been like, what's going on? What is Abby doing? What is she doing? Also, I did just get a tweet from, I'm probably going to butcher this, so I apologize. Supriya Hearts. She says they did have contracts. Christy mentioned them in second season, I think.
Okay.
So it's possible that they had them before. The moms never used to complain about doing chores. They used to always rhinestone and sew and do the hair pieces. And that was one of the things that, you know, when the candy apples, Mamacita and Vivi came over for the first time, they're like, "What? Why are you doing this hard labor? We have people that do that for us."
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden they're complaining about things. And Melissa's, you know, volunteering to take out the trash and organize. Come on now.
Yeah.
Well, do you think Abby let Kelly off a little too easy?
I mean, what else was she going to say?
No.
It's, well...
She did call her a whore and overweight.
Yeah. But it's Kelly's kids that are joining the studio, not Kelly.
That's true.
Just kind of... The dance moms come with the kids, unfortunately.
That's true, but in other situations, Abby holds everything that their moms do against the kids.
True, but I think in the end, even though Abby is such a strong personality, I think in the end, she sees so much potential in the kids. Mm-hmm. And she wants to work with them, but I think she wants to work with them if they want to be there.
That's true.
If they don't want to be there, there's nothing that she can do. Like, she keeps mentioning how they're lazy and mediocre and things like that. She knows that they can be better. Mm-hmm. But they have to put in the work.
I almost wish that we would have seen more of Brooke and Paige this episode to see their attitudes, to see how their dancing has either improved or regressed.
Well, apparently Brooke's dancing has regressed because she wasn't a part of the dance group.
Yeah.
The group dance.
What was that all about?
Yeah. She was like, all right, peace out. I'm gone.
Friends out there, do you think that was fair that they had to audition even though Abby probably already had her mind made up?
Right.
Come on now.
But I kind of think, I don't know, I go back and forth with Abby's tactics because I feel like in a way she is teaching them a lesson as far as like, you, if you go to an audition in life in general, there's always someone that's going to be better.
Of course.
But you can be just as good if you put in the work. And I think she sets people as an example to challenge other people to put in the work so that you can be like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it's favoritism, but I feel like she's pushing them.
She has a way
to be
working.
Better. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not
strategy.
It's not in a way that, you know, it's not like a, oh, sweetie type of way like we would want it to be. It's more like a, she's better than you.
Real world.
Yeah. What are you going to do about it? Because she's the one that's going to book.
It's true.
And you're not.
And then your agent will drop you.
Yeah. Trust me, I know all about that.
Well, there was no pyramid this week.
Right.
And all the girls are on probation. I think
all the girls
fair.
Except for Sophia.
Except for Sophia.
Right.
I think it's fair.
I think it's fair because Sophia was there to do the work. And because the dance moms decide to have a standoff or a...
sit down.
A sit down. Whichever.
Walk off.
Yeah.
Dance off.
They suffered. The kids suffered. So, you know.
Silent treatment.
Yeah. They're all on probation.
Hopeless cause.
Yeah. And I mean, I kind of agree with that. I mean, the, you know, I think with everything that's going on, like them coming off of like the break and getting back into the competition season, Abby knowing that they haven't been putting in the work and things like that, like, yeah. So they've kind of taken probably a little step back. A little
agree.
Bit.
Yeah. Well, if you're watching at home or if you're watching live, please let us know what you think. This is an all new season of Dance Moms. We loved all of our viewers that have returned from season one. If you haven't, please, please, please go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. Rate us. Hopefully you think we're deserving of five stars.
Give us a five.
Please, please, please leave comments. If you don't think we deserve five stars, before you rate us, tell us why so we can make this show better, and then hopefully we'll get your five-star rating eventually.
And then when you tell us why, add another star to what you were going to give us.
Or just wait until it's five.
True.
And if you have any questions, any comments, you can always leave them either on our iTunes page, on our YouTube page. Mm-hmm. There's a Dance Moms playlist for that, or on our individual videos. And, you know, some of you have already been tweeting, which we love. We love when you guys are excited. It gets us more excited, and we want to bring you the best shows possible, gather as much information as possible. And remember, we're watching this right, or we're reviewing this right after we watch the show. So we gather as much as we can. We try to do all the research that we can, but we have minutes to do it. So if we leave something out, let us know. We'll mention it in the following show, or we'll try to bring it up as we're reviewing and recapping and screaming and yelling and poking fun at and loving this show.
Yes.
Okay, moving on to talk a little bit more about this unfair treatment that's kind of been going on, or maybe it's not unfair. Maybe it's completely fair and deserved. Well, to start off with, they get the assignments for the week. We have the group red carpet special, which is going to be at Ohio. Intensity again. Intensity. I think I have the feeling Intensity might have partnered up with Dance Moms.
They're silent partners.
One more Intensity. I'm going to assume that the competition fee has been waived.
I'm assuming that Intensity is like one where the competition is one where like the best. Well, apparently all the best of the best go to these competitions, but I guess. Are they known for, like, best of the best? Because she seemed like she mentioned, like, you know, the best of the best are going to be here, and I want to compete against them.
They're always the best of the best.
Well,
she's and also, I mean, don't get me wrong. Every single state, every single city has incredible dancers.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have to say that I think L.A. and New York, maybe this is just an assumption. Correct me if I'm wrong out there. But L.A. and New York, I would say, are probably the most competitive. Because at that age, or at that in those locations, you know, young kids have more of the potential to get agents who are able to book them in work that is more most likely nationally celebrated, whether it's commercials or gigs or tours or Broadway.
Yeah.
You know, they were in L.A. a couple times and they didn't do as well, I think. Obviously, I mean, Maddie always does well. Chloe always does well. But there were a couple times when they came out to L.A. and they were not... They were up against some pretty tough teams.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Who knows?
That's all subjective.
That's completely subjective.
It all depends on which judges are there, what they're feeling, what they're not, what they're looking for.
Yes.
I think that's anywhere where you
and
go.
And it's also different when they're on the road. But Sophia gets a solo.
Yes.
And it's called Superstar. And this is when we start talking about this 54 pirouettes thing.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I didn't believe that. Okay? If you're watching at home, go to YouTube.com and just go ahead and type in Sophia 54 turns, 54 pirouettes. It'll show up.
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Okay? At first, I was like, 54 pirouettes? Uh-uh. It's probably 54 alzacones or 54 fouettes.
Mm-mm.
She does 54 pirouettes.
Yeah.
Actually, 54 turns. I believe she does 44 pirouettes. But here's, I mean, it's challenging nonetheless. She's actually wearing a tap shoe on one foot. Just one. And then she winds up and she goes. The 54 is she does, I believe, 44 pirouettes and then brings it into coupe.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another tape where she does the pirouettes. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
whether or not she's in a tap shoe, she has a very strong center, extremely strong spotting, and that's very difficult. She's so young.
Well, she has abs. I noticed in this episode.
Doing crunches?
Yeah, doing crunches, rightfully so, because she has ridiculous abs for a 9-year-old. Let me tell you, when I was 9, I was a short, chubby kid who ate KFC and Beanie Weenies.
How stereotypical of you. Just kidding. Chloe.
I fell into that
Okay,
one.
Inappropriate. Chloe,
I fell into that one.
Gets a contemporary piece.
Yes.
Called Another Girl. Is this a reward or a punishment?
I feel like it was Abby saying, you're the national title holder. Show me what you got. Because Abby felt like, I don't think you are where you should be.
Why didn't Maddie get a solo?
Oh, that's punishment. For those moms not taking a stand, she's kind of like, but it's also kind of like Sophia's the new Maddie.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But she's kind of just on a different level in general.
Yeah. But but I think, poor Maddie. I think she's gonna have a rough season now that Sophia is a part. Because all you see is Sophia now. I mean, I was always team Maddie. But like now that Sophia's there, it's kind of like,
can't look away.
Like Maddie who? Where'd she go? Maddie?
Well, let's talk a little bit more about Sophia and Jacqueline. Mm-hmm. Is there some unfair treatment going on here? Is Abby giving preference to Sophia? Is Christy being a biatch out of nowhere?
Christy. Let's talk about Abby first. I think with Abby appreciates kids who put in the work, who are willing to continue to learn and continue trying to be the best of the best. And I think it seems like Jacqueline and Sophia are getting special treatment, but it's because even though they haven't been there that long, they're doing what they're supposed to do, you know?
And they're sacrificing
a
lot.
Yeah.
They're well across the country.
But not only that, but going back to putting in the work, you know, Jacqueline was saying that even at home, you know, they take time. She's homeschooled, but they also have time to stretch and dance and do things at home. You know, learning not only takes place at the dance studio, but it's also what you do when you leave.
Mm-hmm.
You can't only rehearse, you know, while you're there. You have to do things outside of that to continue to be better and to keep raising the bar a little bit within yourself.
And that's something that Abby mentions too. She compared it to, say, a math tutor.
Mm-hmm.
Your kid goes to school, they take a math lesson, but if she needs extra help, you get her a tutor.
Exactly.
Or you help her out a little bit.
Yeah.
So do you think it's right or fair for Christy to say that any faults that the girls have is actually Abby's fault since they've been dancing with her since they were two?
Abby can only do so much. Abby can only tell you to point your toe so much. Abby can only tell you how to straighten your arms or how to do this turn or how to do a pirouette or how to, you know, she can only, you know, tell you how to, besides coming in and actually physically doing it for you, she can only tell you so much.
Yeah.
You, again, have to put in the work.
I definitely felt like Christy was playing dumb a little bit.
Christy's not.
I also thought she was playing mean girl.
Christy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She was totally stirring the pot, and I don't understand how it's at all Jacqueline's fault that her daughter is there. I get that she's new, but it's not like she had to step on anybody to get to where she was. She got a phone call.
She received a phone call.
She's going to take that phone call.
After attending an audition, yeah.
She wants her daughter to be on television.
Yeah, of course.
She wants her daughter to be exposed.
Yeah.
She wants her daughter to compete and to work with new instructors. As a mother, I can't understand why you wouldn't want a better, you know, training environment for your daughter.
Yeah, it's funny because Christy was the one who mentioned the initiation for the new dance mom and how they should put E6000 glue on her eyelash. It's like, and she always goes
roofing
back.
Her drink?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's taking it a little too far. But Christy is always the first to be like, my kids have been here since they were two, and I don't understand why they're getting this unfair treatment and why they're blah, 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 blah. Yeah, your kid has been there since two, but that doesn't mean that you get everything. Like, if your kid is not putting in the work, you're not going to get what you want.
Agreed.
So
yeah.
That's Christy, shut up. All case and just
I also got another tweet. Apparently, they think that the standoff wasn't just about Kelly, but perhaps it had something to do with their contracts with Lifetime as well.
Well, I mean, okay.
Maybe. So there's an idea.
Yeah, I mean, there's that could be something, but they definitely played it off like it was about Kelly.
Do you think that Abby is intentionally giving preference to Sophia over Chloe? For example, she left Chloe's solo practice to go do an acro private with Sophia, saying mm-hmm. she wants her to be a triple threat. And then there's also... oh, man, I totally forgot. Like, why would Christy even bring up the whole... Well, I saw that you wrote something about this little girl on mother teaching our girls nicely, which is a little unrelated.
Yes. I had a note about that, too. This is what I don't understand. Whenever there's auditions and whenever other dance moms come in, it's like there's a dance mom community that I don't know about. Where, like, you know, these moms know each other and they have these, like, you know, boards and sites and Facebooks that they post about each other. Because when Jacqueline was sitting there, Christy was like, you know, well, I have friends in California, too, and they've said some stuff about her and she's not actually nice. And I'm like, how do you know this woman? Like, how do you come
Christy's
in?
Very, like, a hearsay person.
Yeah.
Even with the whole situation between Abby and Kelly,
mm-hmm.
she was like, well, Kelly told me.
Right.
So, obviously,
it
really?
Must be true. Yeah.
It must be true.
Right.
Come on, grow up.
I just thought that was so weird. It was like, you know, well, you posted this about some, and I'm just like, how do you know? Did you see
relax.
The post? Did it say, Jacqueline, Sophia's mom, posted mean things about this girl? It's like, chill out. Relax. But going back to what you were saying about preference or special treatment with Sophia and Chloe, I didn't understand why Abby was not working with Chloe. And I feel like she should have. I feel like, if anything, they're back. You still have to do what you need to do as a dance mom to make sure that your students will excel.
I also felt like it was unfair. I agree with you. I feel like it was unfair because why are you giving Sophia an acro private
in the middle
of competition,
like right.
the day or the day of a competition,
yeah.
and you haven't even finished Chloe's competitive routine.
Right.
When you get back, do technique, do ballet, take the classes, do what she needs to do.
Yeah.
You don't need to prioritize that right now.
Right. It was a little strange. I don't know. That's one tactic that I didn't agree with Abby is that, you know, I felt like, again, the drama that the moms have with Abby is sometimes taken out on the kids. And I think that was a moment.
A question I want to ask the listeners. What did you think of having of Abby, number one, holding the auditions
mm-hmm.
and dismissing Brooke? I also want to know what you think about Abby having Sophia do her solo in front of the girls. Was it fair? Was it a scare tactic? Was it completely strategized in her head? Let us know what you think, either on iTunes or on YouTube. The intensity continues with Brooke not being a part of the group number. I really, really liked how Abby told Christy, "You're foolish not to learn from people who are better than you." I don't think that's a burn. I think that's true.
It is very true.
There's always room for improvement, no matter how amazing you are.
Yeah.
And I think that the ladies oftentimes get stuck in this bubble,
thinking
that they are the best, that they are entitled to first place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here they are, you know, making fun of Sophia and her mother. And you know what? Sophia is someone who's going to make your daughter better.
Yeah.
And that's something that Chloe's even talked about with Maddie.
Yeah.
She said that even if she doesn't win, that mm-hmm. she likes dancing next to Maddie. And Abby's pointed this out as well, that Chloe would not be as good of a dancer as she is if she didn't have Maddie always either right above her or right next to her.
Yeah.
You know, in the race.
Yeah.
So
yeah. You can always learn from someone, and I think that's very important. And it's just all about how you do it.
Yeah.
At the Abby Lee Miller Dance Company, they like to point people out and say, this is what you need to look like.
Yep.
So
let's talk about the numbers this week at competition.
Okay.
Sophia solo this week.
Ridiculous.
Perfection.
In a good way. First off, did you see when she landed on the ground? And she did the kick.
Over her head.
The kick went over her head and hit the floor. It was ridiculous.
I was stunned by the part where she did all of these fouetté turns into pirouette, keep fouetté turning, and then she leaped out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect extensions.
Yeah.
Perfectly pointed. Landed. It was flawless.
It was,
and then she did this
amazing
triple or quad leg hold turn.
Mm-hmm.
She's just this tiny little ball of fire. It was, you know, I definitely had a couple very nitpicky complaints about her number last week. This
yeah.
one just blew it out of the water.
It was, she's a little alien. She's cray cray.
From
but
planet.
It was, yeah. And last week I mentioned about her face.
Yeah.
She was giving a lot of face.
She gave, and even more in the group number.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she was Sassy McFrassy. I have to give it to her. I loved her solo.
I loved it.
The
outfit was perfect. Her body was perfect. The
yeah.
makeup was perfect. Speaking of giving face, Chloe, another girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chloe came back.
I think so, too.
Was it her best number ever in terms of technique?
Yeah. There were a couple bobbles.
Abby was right.
Yeah, there were some stumbles, but, you know, the thing about Chloe is that she dances with so much intensity and with her heart. You can tell that she's one of those dancers that gets lost in the dance and becomes, you know, so involved in it and so emotionally attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that
definitely
in her dance. Yeah.
I loved it. I was so happy. In the past, we've complained over and over. Where's Chloe? Where's Chloe? She's dancing, but no one's home. Where is she? Where is the intensity?
She's been doing mall tours.
And you could feel it. And I don't know if it was because she was relating to the dance. I don't know if she stepped up her game. I don't know what it was, but something clicked and it was beautiful. And I'm glad that the judges also acknowledged her for it a little later, which we'll talk about when we go through awards. My heart broke when she went up to her mom afterwards and said, "I let you down."
I didn't know. I don't know why she felt that way right after her number.
I can only imagine the things that Christy was probably telling her after practice, between rehearsals, watching Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Christy can be the most sympathetic, caring, compassionate mom, but she can also be so condescending, and sometimes I think can turn into that crazy stage mom.
Oh yeah,
that can forget. Okay, hold on a second. This is your daughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think Chloe did beautifully, and I'm glad they had that little moment where they were like, you know, "No, you didn't let me down. You're beautiful. You're great."
Yeah.
You know, that was a nice moment.
What did you think about Kelly crying? I didn't understand why Brooke wasn't there.
Because even if they're not dancing, they still have to come.
Always.
I thought about that, too. I have no idea. Oh, that's what Kelly
was
crying about.
Did anyone else catch that? Because Kelly's crying because Brooke's not there.
Yeah.
But
because she's missing all this bonding and stuff.
And every other situation, every single girl has to go. She has to travel. She has to wear her little warm-ups, you know, or she's there as a backup. Why wasn't Brooke there?
Maybe she's fighting with her contract with Lifetime, too. Maybe. I don't know. And I don't know. Kelly is just so emotional for whatever reason. I don't know. She's drama for
all
no
right.
reason.
Let's talk about the group number.
Yes.
That red carpet and poor little Maddie. I would have given her cute points. Because even when she was struggling to pull on that cord.
You mean Mackenzie.
Or Mackenzie.
Little
what did
Mackenzie.
I say?
Maddie.
Oh, Mackenzie. Oops.
Poor Mackenzie.
Poor Mackenzie.
Let me tell you the cutest thing ever.
And then she did the little
yes.
lips.
That was the cutest thing ever when she was like, she kept rolling out. She's like, oh, and then she got back. Oh, and then she came. And then finally she got the roll and she was like.
And the announcer's like, it's okay, the same thing happened at my wedding.
It's like, where did that come from?
Okay.
I was like, all right.
Whatever you say.
Right. I thought the group dance was good. They were all sassy, and I think they were all into it. I didn't like the red carpet or what they used for the red carpet.
Whatever,
because
that plastic little sheet thing.
Because
was.
It kept coming up.
Yeah.
Like, had it been able to be taped down at the end, I think it would have been better. But as they were crossing, it kept coming up, so
you
I didn't like that.
At it.
Yeah, and then I think there were moments where it was a little off. Like last week, that group, the new group, danced beautifully together.
Together.
And this group, there were times where they were just a tad bit off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. But overall, I thought it was good. Aside from those issues. I mean, I love a sassy number.
Anyway, I do too.
So you can't go wrong with
that. And the hair was cute. And the little group, oh, yeah. The group pick was cute.
Yeah.
Little pebbles thing going on. The group ended up getting a score of 280.8. They won the first in the Elite Junior Group division.
Yeah.
And one thing that we've mentioned a couple times, but I want to say this again, that with these competitions, they have awards in each of their categories, individual, so that's the age group and also the genre of dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also have overall awards.
Right.
So the overall highest solo in an age division.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of have like an overall point system sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, in the overall solo division, Chloe did get third. I'm assuming, though, that in her own personal category, she probably got first.
But then they would have shown that, don't you think?
They never do. Oh. They only ever show the overall solos.
Right.
That's the only way that, for example, Maddie and Chloe can go against each other. Because normally, Chloe will do a contemporary and Maddie will do a lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this case, I think Sophia did a jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only way that they can go against each other. Otherwise, they're different genres. So they wouldn't even be in the same category.
Well,
and then there's also sometimes medals with the points. So if you get, say, above, you know, 270 points and above, it's a platinum or something, or a platinum plus. Or if it's between 250 and 275, it's a gold and then silver and then copper. So they have, you know, they have way more awards than necessary. But just, this, you know, one, if you're not familiar with dance competitions, it's a little more complicated. But Chloe got third place with 281.3 points. And Sophia got first with 284.1 points. That's not very many point difference.
I mean, they're all very close like that.
Very, very close. And one thing that Abby said later is that Sophia actually got the highest score of the entire competition.
Yeah, well, of course.
284.1 points. And like I said, I loved that Chloe got the special award for another girl, the Expressive Heart Award.
Well, that was well deserved. Because,
for some reason,
it
makes me want to do butterflies.
Even though it says heart?
Yeah, but it's kind of a heart. It's a fluttering heart. No, this is better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, guys. I'm a little sleepy. My heart's fluttering.
But, oh, well, then in that case, you can do this, and then you can, like, pull it out. And then, because your heart's a flutter.
Oh, I was going to, like, have it. Sorry if you're at home right now. I hope
bless
you're laughing
your
at me and not just shaking your head.
I'm laughing on
check
the inside.
Check for me.
Right. I thought that was great that they recognized Chloe and gave her that award. That shows that the type of dancer that she is she definitely dances from the heart.
I'm hoping that she continues to realize that she needs to put her emotion in every single dance.
Yeah.
You know, she really worked hard for that, and that was a special award.
Yeah,
and
it
Sophia
was.
Didn't get one that I'm aware of.
Well, I mean, she got first overall.
Right, but I'm just
done.
Saying, the judges, you know, well, the directors were apparently talking about Sophia.
Of course.
Of course.
Right.
And then, naturally, Abby comes in at the end and points out little flaws about everybody, including Sophia, even though she does give her a hug. But she even said, you know, that glee sod, you know what I'm talking about? Fix it. You're going to fix it.
Chloe, according to Abby, was a hot mess. I don't know. It's so weird when they come in and they've won, like, first place or whatever. Abby is still like, it was sloppy, sloppy, sloppy. I'm not going to mention all of the mistakes that you guys made and all. And I'm just like, it's never enough.
It's never.
Even though they got first. But I kind of giggled a little bit how the moms were like, I just want to point out that last week with the new team, they got second place. And this week with their original team, we got first. I'm like, but barely.
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 Barely. Yeah, I agree. And it would you know, you mentioned it perfectly before that regardless of what city you're in, regardless of what competition you're in, different day, different judges, different girls. Today may not be your day. AUDC reference. Get on it.
You know what? I'm gonna make the head thing my thing this
clink
this season because it's something about
the camera?
That.
Oh, Abby's just, thing? I thought you were talking about the today is not your day.
No. We're over that. That was Abby's ultimate dance competition.
And now we're living on the dance floor.
Like this. I think I got it good this time.
Okay, well, during your intro next week, I'll test you again.
Okay, I'll be ready.
There's always room for improvement.
Oh. Thank you, Abby Lee Miller.
do we have any news and gossip this week?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Marissa, you scared me with that. No, I besides all of Sophia's YouTube videos.
Yeah, I was too excited to hold, wait until the end of the show for that one.
Yeah, there are so many videos of this girl. Like, it's ridiculous. You can sit and have a Sophia marathon.
Like Justin Bieber?
You know they released his very first YouTube video? I just want to point that out.
What do you mean they released it?
Like, someone else I'd never seen it, but like it's like been reposted.
I'm sure there are so many
probably
copies of it that have been reposted.
Possibly.
It's also featured in Never Say Never, classic film. If you haven't seen it, love it. If you don't like Justin Bieber, you will afterwards.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Well, apparently there is not really any news and gossip.
Nothing really coming up.
But we do have some exciting guests that I can't talk about right now that will be joining us this season. Also, make sure that when you're watching Dance Moms, if you are on Twitter, hashtag more Dance Moms and tag Lifetime TV to unlock a secret video. Not that they would ever not unlock the secret video, but you get full length clips of some of the dances and some exclusive footage that they don't show on the show. And that's always really fun because sometimes the editors don't know what the heck they're doing and it's better to see the whole
thing. Oh no, they know what they're doing. They know what story they want us to know.
That's, well, right.
So they know what
but
they're
I'm
doing.
Saying in terms of the dance numbers.
Oh.
You know, like one second she's doing this like crazy, crazy turn, and before she's even done, you look at the moms in the audience, and it's like, hold up.
No. What happened?
Anybody?
How did she come out of that? Did she fall?
Let's talk about some predictions.
Predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Okay, if you are watching or listening, I want to know if you think that Sophia, how much longer Sophia Sophia Lucia is going to be sticking with the Abby Lee Dance Company, and if Chrissy's going to be pulling some claws out.
Chrissy has already pulled her claws out.
Oh, she showed her fangs, but she hasn't like.
Oh, she's gunning for it. I think Sophia is going to be around for a while. I think we are going to see some interesting stuff happen, I think, between her and Maddie. I think Maddie now has competition. So I think we're going to... I feel like there's going to be something with Maddie.
When are the girls going to be taken off probation? Something else I want to know.
It's Abby. Never. Kendall is still on probation.
Didn't she get off for a little bit?
I don't think so. I feel like Kendall has been on probation since she walked in. I think she got off for a hot second, and then the standoff happened, and then she got right back on.
Fair. Understandable.
And yeah, I think according to a clip of next week, Jill is gonna fly off the handle. There's gonna be some drama with the duet that is gonna happen next week.
I think that Maddie's gonna get a solo back.
Okay.
I think if anyone's gonna get taken off probation, it will be Maddie and Mackenzie, only because Melissa was voluntarily doing chores and doing some a little extra work. Granted, she pretty much works at the Abby Lee Dance Company.
But she was doing what she was asked to do.
She was also doing what she was asked
and
to do.
And she shuts up.
She does.
Very important.
And Sophia will naturally be at the top of the pyramid. She'll be the only person there.
She'll be a superstar.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Dance Moms. I almost said Abby Lee. Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition. Abby Lee Dance Company. We love having you every single week and for meeting us in this new day and this new time. Please make sure that you subscribe to us on iTunes, give us 5 stars, like us on YouTube and subscribe there as well. Over here, where can we find you, Tony?
You can find me on Twitter at Lounging with Tony, on Facebook, Lounging with Tony, or my website, loungingwithtony.com.
And you can find me at Giselle Ugardi on pretty much all social media platforms. And we will see you
next week.
Living on the dance floor.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.